I want to welcome everyone to this week's installment of our virtual drasha. And I want to begin by thanking the sponsors of this drasha, to thank the fine Ringo and Ram families, all for dedicating the shiurim this week. And there's a chusav urafur shleima for Rachel Fine, Rachel Batya Basleya, a wonderfully special and beautiful young girl in our kehila, who had some significant surgery this week, but Baruch Hashem is recovering and recuperating well. And she is in our tefillos, and we hope in Meretz Hashem to see her bright and beautiful smile very soon. We have the incredible privilege this week to read Parashas Ekev. And like in much of Chumash Devarim, this is Moshe Rabbeinu's speech with Klal Yisrael, kind of unloading everything that's accumulated in his heart over the last 40 years, giving rebuke when necessary, but also giving love, hadracha, proper guidance for the future. And so in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu says something amazing. He says, V'yata Yisrael, and now Jewish people, Ma Hashem Elokecha shol nimach, what is it that God asks of you? Ki im liyiras Hashem Elokecha, to revere, to fear God, l'aleches b'chol durachav, to walk in all of his ways, li'avo, so to love him, v'la'avod es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart and all of your soul. See, you know, when you read this pasuk, it sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Klal Yisrael like the deal of the century. What does God ask of you? God asks so little of you, right? He gives, remember, we know what God gives us. God gives us everything, everything. There is nothing that I have in this world independent of Hashem. The heart that beats in my chest is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The eyes that see, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mishpach I have, the food I have in the refrigerator, the money in my pocket, the health I have, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and it's almost like he says, listen, Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you everything. I have the best deal of the century. God gives you everything. And what's the only thing he asks in return? The only thing. V'yata Yisrael. Ma Hashem Elokecha shol nimach. What does God ask of you? And then you read the rest of the pasuk. You have to fear him. You have to revere him. You have to love him. You have to serve him. You have to walk in his ways. You have to go ahead and serve him with all of your heart and all of your soul. Listen to all of his mitzvahs. Okay. That's a pretty tall order. So Moshe essentially says, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of you is to listen to the Torah in its entirety, to do all of the mitzvahs, to love, fear, revere, so on and so forth, which is no small order. Essentially, Moshe, and again, there is no question that in the abstract, I understand what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. When you compare what God gives to us versus what he asks of us, there is no question that we get much more than what we are expected to give. That being said, it's a tall order. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu seems to minimize it. He seems to make it sound like it's not such a big deal what God is asking of him. Meanwhile, Moshe Rabbeinu is asking us for fidelity and allegiance to the ideas, to the ideals, to the tenets, to the mitzvahs of Torah, which is a lifetime pursuit. Most of us spend 120 years trying to do what Moshe Rabbeinu asks us in one simple pasuk. And the truth is, the majority of time, I'm not even successful. Right? Sometimes I'm successful. Me personally, I'm telling you, not anyone else. Sometimes I'm successful. But I'd say at least 70% of the time, I'm not successful. And I try. It's not because of a lack of effort. Maybe it's because of a lack of effort. But at the end of the day, I try. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu makes it sound like such a small thing. And in fact, the Gemara asks this question. The Gemara says, Moshe, v'chimira milsa zutrasihi Moshe Rabbeinu. Gemara Maseches Brachos writes, is it such a small thing to revere God, to love God, to listen to his Torah, follow in his ways? So the Gemara gives a strange answer. The Gemara says, in legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasi. Yeah, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. That's very nice, but Moshe Rabbeinu is not talking to himself. At least, hopefully, he's not talking to himself. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael. So if you're talking to Klal Yisrael, who you know are people not like you, so why do you make this sound like so easy, so insignificant, so minimal, when in fact you know that it really is a huge ask. It really is a huge ask. So what's the pshat? So the Mefarshim give many different explanations, but I want to share with you something incredible by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. And the Rebbe says something really amazing. The Rebbe says, V'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokech Hoshot Mimach, and you Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem ask of you? So Rabbi Nachman says you have to put the comma, right? This is the hallmark. We saw this in a different shir, Rabbi Saul of Rajin. Everything depends on where you put the comma. So writes Rabbi Nachman something amazing. He says, Ein vi'ata ela tshuva. Ata is not part of the question. Beit Atah is part of the answer. Says the Rebbe, Ki ikar hatshuva va'avodas Hashem rak bibechinas va'atah. Because sometimes the only thing you have to focus on in your service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is va'atah. Va'atah means now, the present. Bechinas hayomim mekol tishmu. Shelo yachshov ela osa shav harega. Sometimes don't think about the future. Just think about right now. Think about the present. Velo yachshov klal miyom lechaveiro umisha lechaberta. Do not think about tomorrow. Do not think, you know, they say the famous adage, don't stop thinking about tomorrow. I'm not sure. I think that might be a Gemara. If you get that joke, then you should be learning more Gemara. And ultimately, but sometimes Chazal say, no, stop thinking about tomorrow. Stop thinking about tomorrow. Or ultimately, from 1 hour to the next. Ki eincha yodea ma yeled yom. Rabbi Nachman says something like this, because you don't know what's going to happen today. You know what's going to happen today. So don't spend so much time thinking about tomorrow. Don't even spend so much time thinking about next hour. Just think about now. Just think about now. What can I do to maximize my present? What can I do ultimately, again, to make the most of my moments now? It says Rabbi Nachman. That's the taich in the pasuk. V'ato Yisrael ma'ashem elkech shoymimach. You see, we read it often. It's normally read as a question. V'ato Yisrael, now Jewish people, ma'ashem elkech shoymimach, what does God ask of you? Question mark. And then that's the question. What does God ask of you? And the answer is pretty much everything. Rabbi Nachman says that's not how you read the pasuk. It's V'ato Ma Yisrael Hashem. V'ato Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Miimach. Let's work backwards. Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Miimach is a declarative statement. Yisrael, do you know Ma? Do you know what God asks of you? Do you know God? What God wants of you? One word. V'ato. All God asks of you is one word. Now, the present. The present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask you for anything other than to maximize your present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask you to guarantee tomorrow for one simple reason. You can't guarantee tomorrow. I have no idea what life is going to be, what I'm going to be, where I'm going to be tomorrow. No idea. Oh, okay, 2 hours from now, to be honest, I don't know what's going to happen 2 hours from now. I don't know. I'm trying to make plans for today and I can't figure out, is it going to rain? Is it not going to rain? Indoors, outdoors? I can't control anything about my future. The only thing I have control over is V'ato, right now. Right now, what do I want to do? Right now, who do I want to be? Right now, do I want to grow? Do I want to regress? Aveira, mitzvah. Aliyah, yerida. Up, down. That's all. That's the only thing I control is the right now. So says Rabbi Nachman, everyone gets hung up on this pasuk because they're reading it the wrong way. They read V'ata Yisrael Ma'ashem Elokecha Shemach as a question, and now, Klal Yisrael, what does Hashem ask of you? And Moshe goes through the whole litany of things, everything. No! V'ata Yisrael Ma'ashem Elokecha Shemach, Klal Yisrael, do you know what Hashem asks of you? The only thing he asks, it's not even, it's a statement, V'ata, it is only your present. That is what Hashem asks of you. Only V'ata. All you need to do in life to be successful in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam is to maximize your present moment. Is to know that in the current moment you are living your life to the fullest. You're actualizing your potential. You're doing what needs to be done and you're living life how it needs to be lived. You see, Rabbi Nachman is teaching us that we spend so much time focusing on the future. And there are some people who become so preoccupied with the future and all the different possibilities about what could happen, that you end up in a state of analysis paralysis. You know, if you go ahead and you think through any particular thing too much, you know, should I cross the street? Well, the truth is, if you do your risk-benefit analysis, right? So again, it could be beneficial, very beneficial to get the other side, but I could get hit by a car. But there's no car. Somebody could come careening around the corner, chas v'shalom, and end my life. Could that happen? Absolutely, it could happen. Well, if it's a question between losing my life or getting to the other side of the street, of course I want to keep my life, right? Or anything you think about. Should I get in my car to drive from destination A to destination B? Well, in destination B, I could accomplish a lot. Yeah. But have you seen the rates of accidents, vehicular homicides, everything else? It's dangerous, even if I'm a good driver, right? What does every single parent tell their kid when they start driving? You might be the best driver. I'm not worried about you. I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about everyone else. Now, the truth is, every parent knows that's a lie. I'm worried about my kid. I'm worried about because I've seen them drive. So I'm exceptionally worried about them, but I don't want to shake their confidence. Hopefully my kids don't watch this. I don't want to shake their confidence. So I'll tell them it's about everybody else, but it's about them. So if you go in, you measure everything. The logical conclusion is inaction, analysis paralysis. So do you have to plan for the future? Of course you have to plan for the future. But there's something more important than planning for the future, and that's maximizing and living your present. Plan ahead, absolutely. Put the money away for a time. You know, there are some people who they live their entire lives, or Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, had this statement that there are 401k people. Who are 401k people? Everything is about retirement. And not retirement. But one second, how do you know you're going to live to see retirement? And they're willing to even sacrifice everything about their present just to be able to have some amount of money nestled away for the future. So I hate my job, I hate my career, I hate my daily life. Okay, but you know what the good news is? When I'm 65, I'm going to have plenty of money to relax and retire on. So that presupposes a number of things. It presupposes that, I guess, financial markets remain as they will, which we all are living through times where that's clearly not the case. But perhaps more importantly is that you're going to live to see that. And without being morbid, how do you have any idea what your future holds? So many times we sacrifice our present for the sake of some unguaranteed future. Do you have to plan for the future? Of course. It's reckless and irresponsible not to think about the future. But you can't go ahead and plan your future at the expense of your present. Don't give up the atal. Don't give up the now because of some future you think you're planning. Because a million and one things can happen between now and 65. A million and one things could happen between now and tomorrow. A million and one things could happen between now and an hour from now. Rabbi Nachman tells us, yes, plan for your future. But the good news is that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking at. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking at what you're going to do in the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to know one thing. The Atah Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, just show me you're maximizing your present. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu goes on and he says, yes, you have to listen to the mitzvahs. You have to love God, to fear God, to revere God, to serve God. Sure, all important. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that in those areas there are going to be peaks and valleys. So what's the most important thing in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam? One word. It's the mantra of Yiddishkeit. Va'ata. Now, maximize your presence. Live your life to its fullest. Actualize your potential now. Don't wait. Don't plan for the future. I should say, don't plan for the future at the expense of your present. Don't get yourself all invested in trying to figure out what's going to happen, what's going to be, how it's going to unfold at the expense of the beautiful moment that's in front of you now. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to succeed more than anything. That is why he does not hold us accountable for what's going to happen in an hour or in a day from now. The only thing our beloved Father asks of us is, V'ata Yisrael, Mahashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imach. The only thing I ask of you, Hashem says, is maximize your presence. Maximize your now. Maybe be zochem Yeretz Hashem to plan for our future. To create a proper course forward in our lives, for our careers, for our finances, for our families, for our spirituality, but more important than any future advanced planning, may we be zochem Eretz Hashem to summon up the courage to live the Atah lives. Lives in which we appreciate the great gift of the present. Lives in which we appreciate the great power of the present. Lives in which we find the ability to maximize the moment which is currently in front of us. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos and a beautiful and restful Shabbos Kodesh.